Well, good morning, everyone. Let me add my welcome to Jono's. If you're new or visiting, my name's Andrea, and it's my privilege to be one of the ministry team here at Wellspring. Happy New Year. Okay. You don't sound very enthusiastic. Wow. How's it been so far? Better than last year? Too early to tell? How are New Year's resolutions holding up? Anyone started tackling that Bible in 1 year reading plan? No? Oh, okay, I'll take names later. So many questions. I shouldn't start with so many questions, but I do have one more. How confident are you about the year ahead? Over the summer, we're dipping into the Psalms, which as some of us know, but some of you won't know, especially the younger one amongst you, the Psalms is a collection of 150 songs, poems, by God's people, responding or reaching out to God at different seasons in their lives. It's sort of where we talk back to God in a way in the Bible. And they range from songs of praise to songs of lament. Some of them are corporate, they're used in worship. Traditionally, they were sung together, as we've sung together this morning, like hymns. And some of them are very, very personal. And they're a great resource for us believers. I hope that our summer in the Psalms will inspire you to look at a few of them in your own time. We started last week with Psalm 1. And John encouraged us to focus our attention on God and his ways by delighting in his word, so that we can flourish as God intended. Now, around half of the Psalms were attributed to David, who was Israel's greatest king. He was a shepherd boy before God called him to lead his nation. And today we're looking at one of his best-known Psalms, probably one of the best-known scriptures in all of Scripture, Psalm 23. And I want to focus on the incredible confidence that David expresses in God here, and the closeness of his relationship. David is confident that God will meet his needs, that God is with him when things are difficult and he can't see his way, that God will provide generously for him and honor him even when others oppose him. He's confident that God will protect him and that God's love and goodness will follow him his whole life long. Right, so I've summarized it now. We can all go home. No, joking. We'll go through it verse by verse. But we'll see in this psalm that God is alive to the work of God in his life. And in this psalm, he declares that confidence. David's shepherd is also our shepherd. Now, there's one problem with this idea of a shepherd. In order to have a shepherd, you have to be a sheep. I think we have a picture of a sheep somewhere. I hope we have a picture of a sheep somewhere. Maybe we don't have a picture of a sheep. Never mind. There we go. That's us, people. Now, if you've grown up in church, this won't be a difficult thought for you. It's a pretty common, you know, theme throughout Scripture. But otherwise, it might sound a bit dismissive. You know, sheep are not known for their quick wit, their intelligence, their creativity, their skills. So it might seem a little bit rude to be thought of as a sheep, and nobody wants to be called a sheep. However, the thing to remember that the shepherd in question here is God. Next to God, we are all somewhat behind in understanding, intelligence, however smart we think we are, whatever skills we have, whatever numbers, letters we have behind our name, however many certificates we may have up on our walls, compared to God, we are really sheep. Spend, if you don't believe me, I don't know, 15 seconds on social media and you'll see how much following is integral to our lives. Commerce, marketing, sales, everything depends on us following someone or something. Now, you can take the sheep down now because I don't want to distract you with this image. Thank you. Go back to the psalm. In verse 1, we'll see why David is so confident. He's so confident because he knows who's in charge and what that means. The Lord is my shepherd, he says. I lack nothing. the word for Lord that he uses is the word that's known as the Tetragrammaton, is my big word for this morning. It's the four letters that stand for the name of God that cannot even be said by an Orthodox Jew because it is so holy. It's been transliterated as Jehovah, and sometimes we hear it said as Yahweh, but it is the most holy name because it refers to the most holy entity that is. This is God's self-description that he gives to Moses back in Exodus chapter 3 when God sends Moses to talk to Pharaoh about taking the slaves out of Egypt. And Moses says, well, who shall I say sent me? He says, I am that I am has sent you. This is the word that appears at the beginning of this psalm. The creator, the maker of all that is seen and unseen, as we sometimes say in the creed. David is saying that this entity, the God, the maker of all that exists, personally cares for him like a shepherd. It's quite a statement, isn't it? And it follows that if this is the one who cares for him, then he lacks nothing. Or as some translations put it, he has everything he needs, or he shall not be in want. And he goes on to break down how God looks after him personally. He says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. This God, this mighty God, the maker of all that exists, has him rest in nourishing places. He leads him in calm and peace. This God does good things for him. He takes him to places of provision and abundance and settledness, places where he can feed in safety, where he can take a drink without drowning. Apparently, you can correct me, any people that know more about sheep than I did from Googling yesterday. Apparently, sheep will go to any body of water for a drink, no matter how fiercely the water's rushing, and sometimes they fall in because they don't realize that the water's rushing too fast. And so we see in this psalm that we are led to quiet waters where we can stop and have a drink in safety. And David knows that his shepherd, God, is for him, for his flourishing and his health. I hope many of you are finding physical and emotional refreshment after the hectic race up to the end of 2025 and Christmas and everything that went with it. Hear David here describing God bringing his soul refreshment, renewing him at a deep level, bringing renewal to his interior life. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Here's the thing. David's shepherd is also our shepherd. David tells us, this shepherd guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. In biblical terms, your name is your nature, your essence, your character. And because of who God is, he guides David in particular ways. He won't guide him into things that are wrong or harmful or that contradict who God is. We heard in Psalm 1 last week about flourishing as we learn God's way rather than the ways of the wicked who do not honor God. And then in verse 4, there's a shift. The language changes. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Instead of talking about God, David starts talking to God. It's like he can't help but talk to God, the God who is with him. We live in an anxious age, don't we? Fear is all around us, inviting us in, whether it's fear of missing out, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of loss, being left behind, being alone, being judged. You can fill in any other fears that come to mind. But David here speaks of a life without fear. You think this would be easy when things are going well, but this is when they are not going well. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, David says. When you get that negative diagnosis, or your contract unexpectedly ends, or your plans come to nothing, or that loved one dies. When dark and difficult things happen, David says, I will not fear. Why, David? For you, God, are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. For God is with him, God whom he knows intimately, God who is you, not he. For you are with me, David says. David's confidence is not shaken by hard times, and he had a few. We know more about David than many people in Scripture. As a shepherd boy, he was having to kill predators to defend his flock. And as he moved into adult life, he found himself dodging a couple of murder attempts by King Saul and others, including later his own son, Absalom. Commentators seem to think this psalm was written towards the end of his life, but it could have been written very near the beginning. He had lived experience of God's protection and provision. Can you hear the closeness and the intimacy, the immediacy of this language? For you are with me, he writes, not for the Lord will be with me, which sounds very good and pious and religious and correct. That's not what he's saying. He says, you are with me. He is aware that God is with him in every moment. Your rod to defend me and your shepherd's staff to rescue me. And I'm comforted because I know that you are ready and will take action on my behalf. David's shepherd is also our shepherd. In verse 5, he goes on to describe God's protection and care. He goes from describing God's protection and care to describe his lavish provision and favor, also in the hard times. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows, David writes. Now, we don't necessarily think about enemies as people who are coming at us with maybe spears and things, as David experienced. But we all have things that are coming against us, don't we? Maybe there are people that seem to be against you, tricky circumstances, difficult relationships. But David describes God preparing a feast for him in the midst of his difficulties. His focus is on what God provides rather than on the challenges of his situation. It's almost as if David turns away from the issues or the people or the problems to sit across the table from God and enjoy time with him. And he speaks of being anointed with oil. In David's time, being anointed with oil was a sign of being honored as a guest or being given a special task to perform. Obviously, David was anointed as king. In this psalm, God honors and commissions David by anointing his head with oil in full view of his enemies. David is not only provided for, but loved, accepted, and trusted with authority. And his blessings, his cup overflows. In his relationship with God, there is abundance to the point of excess. There's enough to share around. It overflows, it spills out. There's more than he needs. This shepherd is generous. This shepherd delights to show David's enemies how loved and cherished David is. This shepherd gives David more than his cup can even hold. David's shepherd is our shepherd. Finally, David speaks of God's continuing care for him and attention on him throughout his life. Surely, he says, see that confidence again. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David is absolutely certain that whatever else may pursue him, God's goodness and love will always be behind him. He won't have to chase after them. They will be chasing after him always. Who wouldn't be as confident as David with God as their shepherd? Seems almost rude to worry, doesn't it, in the light of all of that? And yet, we do. We hope things will go okay, turn out positively, that our plans will succeed, that our hopes will be fulfilled for 2026. Do we know that David's shepherd is our shepherd? That the good shepherd is Jesus, who has done all that this psalm describes and more? Hear Jesus in John 10, verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. David's shepherd is our shepherd, Jesus. And we hear that Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know him in the same way that he and the Father know each other. That is deep intimacy. That kind of intimacy starts with reading his word and learning from his life and teaching. Some of us here do know that David's shepherd and Jesus are one. We share his confidence in God because in our own lives he has shown himself to be as faithful as this psalm describes. He has been with us through the valley of the shadow of death. He has shown himself strong on our behalf. He has provided support and sustenance in the face of difficulty. And we believe that Jesus laid down his life for us, his sheep. If that's you, I celebrate with you. We need to cherish our life experience with God and share it as he gives us opportunity. The faithfulness of God the shepherd is not limited to this ancient song or even to the lifetime of Jesus. It's evident every day in every life in this room, whether we are aware of it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we accept it or not. If you're here and you don't believe in God or Jesus, I want to suggest that nonetheless, he has cared for you, guided you, nourished you, and led you here. If you follow Jesus, he will give you rest. He will make you lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside still waters. He will restore your soul. He will lead you along the right paths for the sake of his name. You won't live a trouble-free life. Just ask any Christian that you know. But you will flourish as you were made to. David's shepherd is also our shepherd, Jesus. But you need to follow this shepherd to receive all that he has for you. So I invite everyone here to have another look at this psalm over the coming week. Those good people among you who have started the year in the Bible in 1 year plan, you can just slide that in at some point this week as well. Take it slowly. Let it speak to you of God's close-up, wraparound care and presence, not just in the good times, but in all the times. Remember that he's not remote. He cares individually for each one of us, whether we're behaving well or badly, whether we understand a lot or a little. We actually have no choice. He just cares for us and provides for us because he loves us. I asked if you were confident about the year ahead, and a few of you seem to be. Hopefully, your confidence has grown as we've looked at this psalm together today. When the Lord is our shepherd, we have everything we need. We can face every new year, new month, and new day with confidence.